You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And hopefully... yesterday, you faded me. It was a tough one for us. I just want to whine for a moment. Last night, Philadelphia and Milwaukee, it was a 3-3 baseball game in the top of the third. 8 runs we push, 9 runs we win. I thought we were home free. And that game ends up staying under the total as only 1 run was mustered in the final 6.5 innings, and Milwaukee pulled out the 4-3 victory. Then we go to Baltimore. We're up 5-0 in the 8th inning against Baltimore. I feel really good. Kansas City gets 2 outs. They're still up 5-2. I still feel good. Next time, it's 9-5, and it finishes 9-8. And, yes, we lose on the Royals. So, tough, tough beat there. Then, of course, we wrap it up in a parlay. Detroit, our first leg on the money line, gets a win. But then, of course, the Yankees are the second leg, and you know me and parlays and New York teams, it just doesn't mesh well, and of course, the Yankees lost the money line. So the big ticket payout potential is gone, and we go a perfect 0-4 last night, which is embarrassing, but I really felt we were in a better position than that. I thought we were going to eke out an even night, or actually a winning night, because Kansas City was a plus 170 for us. So we would have had a winning night had that over in the Philadelphia-Milwaukee game hit, and then, of course, the Royals hold on to a 5-0 lead in the 8th. We would have had a winning night, but didn't happen, and that's why we don't chase money. That's why we don't have different units. We stay the course, bet the same amount each time. That way we have enough cushion when we're doing 2% of the bankroll to stay the course and ride out the good nights and the bad nights and stay in the game. But tough night, but today's a new day, and we're going to play baseball again. We're going to bet baseball again. But before we do that, we're going to lead off with the NFL. The National Football League is back, and I am excited about it. They're going to drop the banner tonight in Tampa Bay. My question is, did Tom Brady get older? Oh, and we know he got older, but did he get older on the field? I remember as a Minnesota Viking fan, Brett Favre had one great year for us, and then the next year it felt like Father Time caught up to him quickly. On paper, it looks like Tampa is going to be loaded. They look like they should be more explosive. They return like every starter on both sides of the ball. On the flip side, you got the Cowboys losing one of their top offensive linemen. You got the crowd back for Tampa Bay. They even in the Super Bowl, of course, they didn't have a full stadium with a home crowd. That was a corporate crowd at the Super Bowl. I think tonight, though, sets up for the under. The game itself has now moved to Tampa Bay. As I look at it here this morning, it's now 9.5. I like this game at 7. Originally, I was thinking the Bucs at 7. Now at 9.5, the line itself is a no play for me. I am now squarely on the under. The under 51.5 is where I think it's going to go. I'm factoring in the fact that Dak Prescott, they're going to try to run the football with Zeke Elliott quite frequently early, but running against that front is difficult. I just think 51.5 is too many. The key number is 51. We're getting over that number at 51.5. I think that gives us a little bit of cushion. Tampa Bay, I could see getting off to a really good start tonight, but then in the second half, they're going into prevent mode, and they're going into the mode of let's protect the lead offensively. They go off the gas, and I think this one's going under. So I'm going to play the under 51.5 tonight between the Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Bucks. If you got the line early at 7 with Tampa, I think you're probably on the right side and you're protected on the back door. But at 9.5 right now, unfortunately for me, it's a no play on the Bucks. Could I see the Cowboys winning it? I don't think so. I don't think Dallas can win this game tonight. But they might be able to keep it within that 9.5. But I think it's going under. I think it's going to be under 51.5 tonight between Dallas and Tampa Bay. Hopefully we start at the NFL 1-0, and then, of course, we really like a lot of games on Sunday when it comes to the NFL. Don't forget, if you did not listen to it yet, the Monday podcast where we dropped our early college football picks is something you need to listen to. Last week, our early releases went 6-2-1. We put 8 plays out there on Monday. We will release more tomorrow because we do have college football tomorrow. And then Saturday, we're going to release a ton of college football plays. But listen to the Monday podcast. Try to lock in some of those lines. One of those lines has already now moved about 3 points. But we locked it in on Monday. So I expect that'll work to our advantage. Next up, let's talk baseball. Here we go. Baseball it is. We're going to lead off with a parlay, and we are making these parlays a larger payout each time. We're not chasing money, but in baseball, it is one of the easiest spots that we're not taking a long shot. We're just taking a long shot in regards to winning the game by 2 runs. And baseball is the easiest sport to make up that type of ground. So if I'm betting somebody in a different sport, let's say the NFL, and I'm, you know, taking a large underdog, the odds of that are truly long. But in baseball, you have one crooked number inning, and you can easily cover a -1.5. Where in football, there's a lot of things that have to happen for an underdog to pull the upset. So we love when we have the plus side run lines in Major League Baseball with the team that is expected to already win, right? And then we just expect them to win by 2 runs. So today we're taking 2 favorites. They're short favorites, don't get me wrong. But then we're going to say, hey, let's increase our payout here, parlay the two together, and we create a large payout. So leg one, we're going with the Cleveland Indians. The Minnesota Twins have won the first 3 games of this series in Cleveland. Today, Dobnyk pitches for the Twins. We do not like Dobnyk. We bet against him last week at the Trop in Tampa. Dobnyk on the year, 7.64 ERA. Love Cleveland in this game, no matter what, against Dobnyk. The line is only -135 when it comes to the regular straight wager. On the run line, -1.5, we're getting +140. Like that. We're taking a +140, and we're going to say we can beat Dobnyk by 2. Then we're going to parlay that with the New York Yankees. Yes, insert all the jokes you want, how crazy I am, how stupid I am, how much insanity it is that we keep going back to the well with the Yankees. But the Yankees are going to win a game. They're going to win a game by more than 2, and tonight's finally going to be that night. Now, I don't like the fact they're going against Jose Berríos with a 3.73 ERA, but you know what? Jose has had some tough starts at Yankee Stadium. I know that as a Minnesota Twins fan. So I like the Yankees in this spot. They desperately need this win. They're going to get the monkey off their back at one point. I think they break out today, and the play is at +160. The Yankees are favored by 115 on the money line. We're playing the run line, and we're getting 160 to the positive. So when you parlay the Yankees and the Indians together, $100 on the run line -1.5, it's going to pay out $524. That's too attractive to pass up. It's a lot better than a $200 parlay payout that we've had earlier in the year. We're trying to make these a little bigger for us. So when we do hit them, they're going to make up for about 5 losses. And that's what this one would do. $524 makes up for 5 losses. Not chasing money, not going with a crazy play where we try to put 4 legs together, 5 legs together, 8 legs together. I've done all of those crazy things when I've chased money in the past. We're staying within our parameters, $100 wager. We're staying with our parameters of a maximum 2-team parlay, and we're staying with 2 favorites. And both of those favorites, by the way, are also at home. The Yankees are at home. They've lost the first 3 games of the series. The Indians are at home. They've lost the first 3 games of the series. Teams like this rarely get swept in a 4-game series at home. I'm playing that to my advantage. I'm playing the advantage where the favorite there as well. And especially in the Indian situation, I'm playing the better pitching matchup. Now, in the Jays and Yanks, I do not think we have the better pitching matchup. We may have the lower ERA, but I think Berríos is the better pitcher. But that's our parlay. We're sticking with it. Yankees and Indians, -1.5, $100 to pay out $524. Three other baseball plays we like. We like the Mets tonight. Mets against the Marlins. I am on record, and I will consistently bet the same way here. I like Stroman a lot, 2.93 ERA, and then we've bet against Lizardo the last 2 weeks, and he's got a 7.62 ERA. I'm going to do it again, and once again here, the Mets are the favorite on the money line, not attractive when I'm laying juice on the money line. So we're going to go to the run line. We're going to lay the 1.5, $100 to pay out 100. I'll take even money, and I'll take my chances that the Mets don't only win by one. I think they win by double digits, or not double digits, but by two runs or more. I think Stroman is a lot better than Lizardo. I see this being like a 6-2 type baseball game to begin with. So we're going to play the Mets on the run line, -1.5, $100 to pay out 100. Next up, we're going to Atlanta, where the Braves lost last night to the Nationals. And I like good teams coming off a loss at home. Pitching advantage to the Braves today. They're -216 on the money line. I'm never going to lay out -216 to win $100. We're not doing that on this show. I don't believe in that. That's way, way too expensive. So we will take our chances once again with the run line. Braves -1.5. I get it at -110. So at a -110, $100 wager pays out the normal $90.90. Braves will cover tonight by more than two runs against the Nationals in a bounce-back game. They need it for the division to begin with. They need it for playoff seeding. Braves -1.5, $100 to pay out $90.90. And next up, because I'm a glutton for punishment, and I am going to sit here all day long and say, you know what, just go ahead and beat me. If you think you can beat me, Baltimore. You've only won 45 games all year, but for some reason, you've decided to beat me four times in 5 days. I don't think you can continue to beat me like this. So Baltimore, you are the favorite in a baseball game. Yes, you are the home favorite against Kansas City, who Kansas City, I'll tell you what, I may have to take over the manager if they can't protect a 5-run lead in the 8th inning. Okay. What I watched last night was absolutely embarrassing with their bullpen, but nonetheless, I'm going back to Kansas City and I'm going to play the Royals. It's even money on the money line against Baltimore, the worst team in baseball. Baltimore, try to beat me again. I don't think you can do it. We're playing the Royals, $100 to win $100. So there's your card. NFL, Dallas, Tampa Bay, under the 51.5. Yankees and Cleveland, -1.5 on the run line, $100 to pay out 524. Mets, -1.5 at even money. Braves, -1.5 at -110, paying out $90.90. And Kansas City, the Royals on the money line, $100 to win $100. Remember, we go hot, we go cold. We stay the course. We were cold yesterday. I hope we're hot today. So good luck, everyone. Thanks for listening as always, and let's cash some tickets.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.